Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church coming to you from my motel room here in the heart of Hollywood, California. I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast. Today is July 22nd, 2015. It's a little bit after 6 a.m. Pacific time, which is a little bit after 9 a.m. Eastern time. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor called of God. Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GMN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner, host of GMN Gregory News Network. Been on the air since 1999. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show. We talked about earthquake preparedness and things like that. But now I talk about everything under the sun on my network, GMN, Gregory News Network. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You can call me on my other cell phone, 818-426-6374. That's 818-426-6374. In a few more moments, I will be reading out of the Word of God once again, Psalm chapter 5. If you want to send me an email, you can, quakeman30@gmail.com. quakeman30@gmail.com. Yesterday, there was a moderate-sized earthquake that struck the San Francisco Bay Area, a magnitude 4.0, from what I understand. Heard about it on KABC 790 AM radio station here in Los Angeles. Are you prepared for a big earthquake? A big one could strike here in Southern California at any time. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you'll have that blessed assurance to know that you're going to heaven when you die. Those people that reject the Lord Jesus Christ, they end up in the lake of fire for all eternity. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Please remember that. Eternity is forever, ladies and gentlemen. Eternity is forever. Your soul lives on forever, either in heaven above or the lake of fire. You know, people who are dying without the Lord right now, they go straight to hell. And the Bible says, death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. And now I'm going to read out of Psalm chapter 5. Give ear to my words. So this is King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. Hold on, stand by. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him as with a shield. That was Psalm chapter 5. I'm watching Fox News on the television set. Uncle of Chattanooga shooter detained in Jordan. There were four Marines that were murdered in Chattanooga, Tennessee, not too long ago. And now the uncle of that man is detained in the country of Jordan. I'm watching Fox News right now here on TV. Now, ladies and gentlemen, believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe and trust in him, and you have eternal life in heaven. Repent. Jesus Christ himself said, unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repent means have a change of mind, turn away from your sin. The goodness of God leads you to repentance. The goodness of God leads you to repentance. God is good. God is good. There is no evil in God. Now, Satan, he's evil. He doesn't want you to believe in God. You don't listen to Satan, you listen to God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We're in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. We're losing a lot of our freedoms here in America. You know, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone from heaven. And there are, you know, anyone can repent, believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent means turn away from your sin, have a change of mind. But if you don't repent, you're on your way to hell. And the Bible says death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. Homosexuals, they can repent. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because those people refused to repent from their sinful, wicked ways. And so God had no other choice but to destroy those wicked cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. They were full of pride. They refused to repent. God gave us all free will. If you repent, believing and trusting in the Lord, it is impossible for God to lie, ladies and gentlemen. It is impossible for God to lie. Satan, he's the father of lies. You don't listen to Satan, you listen to God. For whosoever shall call in prayer upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let me read a portion of Psalm 5 again. It says here, the psalm that I just read out of here in the Holy Word of God. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. Only God Almighty can hear your prayers. If you pray to anyone else other than God, your prayers are going to go unanswered. Jesus Christ is the only mediator between God and man. He's the God-man. Okay, if you pray to anyone else other than Jesus Christ, your prayers are going to go unanswered. Okay? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, call, in prayer, shall be saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We're in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I truly believe that World War III has begun. And a lot of experts say in a World War III scenario, nuclear weapons are going to be used. More natural disasters are also coming. More earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, volcanic eruptions, and also meteors from space are going to hit the earth. I truly believe that. So I pray that you're trusting the Lord. Don't trust in your material things, because your material things will fail. You know, eventually the American economy is going to collapse, and all of your money in the banks and all that will not save you. You're going to lose it all. You're going to lose all your material things. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. For what is your life? It is but a vapor. Here one day, gone the next. Now, there's going to be a world leader. He's going to pass down a mark. He's going to be known as the Antichrist or the Beast. He's going to pass down a mark, either a, you know, it could be a regular mark implanted on the right wrist or forehead, or it could be a computer chip implanted within the skin. Whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. Now, the true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ will never take the mark. Will never take the mark. I'm not going to take it. And a lot of believers are going to be thrown in prison and tried for 10 days. And a lot of us believers are going to be martyrs for Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, a lot of believers are going to lose their heads. We're going to be beheaded. But what, you know, if you're a believer, you're not going to take the mark. That's what's coming, ladies and gentlemen. It is impossible for God to lie. Now, going to be wrapping up pretty soon. This 15-minute live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is a live broadcast. And God willing, later on, I will put this broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70 up on my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and also on my Twitter at Gregory of News. Okay. At symbol GregoryOfNews. Also, check out my YouTube broadcast. Go to Google, put in GNN, Gregory News Network, and it'll take you to some of my recent YouTube broadcasts, okay? Under my name, James Gregory. And 90 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. I'm going to be, God willing, I'm going to be meeting with KABC 790 AM radio station here in Los Angeles. The other day I was on that station. I called in, and I'm going to be meeting with them on Monday, God willing, to have my radio show on that big radio station here in the Los Angeles area. Okay, less than 60 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. You can call me anytime on this cell phone. It's 904-575-8797. Or on my other cell phone, 818-426-3374. 818-426-6374. Going to be wrapping up. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. My name is James William Gregory Jr. Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, is my Savior. And this is GMN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner, host of GMN Gregory News Network. In the beginning of my show, it's called The Earthquake Show, which is now GMN Gregory News Network. Wrapping up, 10 seconds to go. Okay, my name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GMN Gregory News Network. Have a great day. Take care for now.